chapter 8, verses 1 to 3. Jesus journeyed from one town and village to another, preaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. Accompanying him were the 12, and some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward, Cusa, Susanna, and many others, who provided for them out of their resources. The Gospel of the Lord. Just 3 verses today. The kind of verses that tempt me as a preacher to want to take a look at the first reading and avoid the Gospel passage altogether. Almost always, that is a signal to me to look closer and to look deeper. I have learned that often a few verses can be deceptively simple. And if I just step back, step out of the Spirit's way, and let the Gospel ruminate in my heart, questions will surface that are beyond anything I initially would have imagined, beyond anything that I wanted the passage to say to me. From this passage, as well as many others, we learn that Jesus was always on the move, preaching, teaching, and healing in town after town, village after village. Sometimes I just want to say, Jesus, can't we just sit down for a while? Yet the followers of Jesus must always be on the move. Not in the frenetic business that so often characterizes our age, but in the slow, deliberate pace of a follower, a disciple of Jesus. We keep walking with Jesus because we want to learn. We want to be healed. We want to be drawn deeper and deeper into him. And yet, it is not Jesus to whom I am drawn in this passage. I am drawn to those who travel with him. Jesus traveled with a fairly large group of people. In this passage, we hear of the 12, some women who had been healed, Mary Magdalene, Susanna, and Joanna, and many others who provided the resources for Jesus and this traveling band. This traveling band of followers were no doubt also involved in the ministry that Jesus practiced as he moved from place to place. It is important that we travel with others. Jack Shea, a noted theologian and author, once said, "If you want to be holy, hang around with holy people." Women and 3 by name, Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Susanna, traveled with Jesus. This would have been unprecedented and most likely not looked upon with great favor. The women would have experienced great criticism from others, but it did not stop them from traveling with Jesus. Itinerant preachers and teachers were dependent upon the hospitality of others. I would imagine that despite the hospitality that was given to traveling preachers and teachers, the number in Jesus' group and their need for food, clothing, housing would have tested that generosity. So we hear that some of the women provided for Jesus and the ministry from their own resources. By the time Luke writes this gospel, the role of women has been, I think, lessened from what I think was actually the role in Jesus' time and in the very early church. The phrase or word that Luke uses translates into provided for, implied to serve, to wait on, to minister to as a deacon. Sadly, the way women are spoken of in the gospel seems to have been placed in a subordinate role and not an active role in the ministry. One name that is constant in the four Gospels is Mary Magdalene. She is mentioned as a companion and disciple of Jesus, one of a group of women who accompanied and supported him in his ministry, some who were present at his death and burial. She and other women are mentioned as the first witnesses and proclaimers of the resurrection of Jesus. Mary Magdalene's status as the apostle to the apostles was celebrated in the early church and is still preserved in the Eastern Church. The Dominicans, the order of preachers, hail her as their patroness. She is indeed the first preacher, announcer of the good news. But by the 4th century in the West, as part of an official suppression of female leadership, women's role was pushed down and into the background. And sadly, Mary Magdalene was presented as a sinner and prostitute, without anything to support such a description of her. And then women began to be absent from the roles of leadership in the church and in society. But what about Jesus? What about this traveling group of people? Did they just have a supportive role? Or were they part of the mission? What is our role in the mission of Jesus as his followers today? What is our role in the mission of Jesus? The 12 and Mary Magdalene, Susanna, Joanna, and many others accompanied Jesus. Accompanied. What a wonderful word. And it means to companion, to be with the other. They followed him, were touched and healed by him, listened to his word, learned his style of ministry, and provided for him. This accompaniment assumes a mutual relationship of those who were up close and personal, those who were there day in and day out, those who knew the contours of the geography and demographics of the land they traveled, and all the while, Jesus taught them the geography and demographics of the land of the Spirit. They accompanied Jesus, the man on the move, the itinerant preacher, the one who challenged and confronted, the one who taught and comforted, the one who showed them how to love themselves, others, and God. They learned discipleship in the flesh, at his side, day by day. We are familiar with the saying, if you want to know another person, you need to walk in their shoes. And if you really want to know another person, you need to live with them, day in and day out. As his followers today, we have to walk with Jesus. We have to live with Jesus day after day. Walk with him, listen to him, learn from him. As his followers, we have to become personally familiar with Jesus through the gospel stories. We have to study and reflect on the gospels, so we are shaped by them. We have to be willing to walk the talk, to use an old saying. What impact did traveling with Jesus have upon this band of followers? There was a boldness of the preaching and healing ministry. There was the courage. There was the audacity of Mary Magdalene to stay at the foot of the cross, to run to the tomb, to preach to the apostles, because she knew her Lord and believed, and she announced the good news. As his followers today, we have to live with Jesus day after day. As those called to follow Jesus, to be disciples, to accompany Jesus the terrains of his journey and ours, we too because of that intimate relationship, are challenged to be bold, to have the audacity to preach the good news. We need the support of a community, the support of others who have been on the road for a while, and others who are just beginning their search. Sometimes we will be named, but more often than not, we will be listed with the many others who provided for Jesus out of our resources. We just have to remember, our resources are Jesus and the Spirit, living and moving with us.